The Gospels according to Luke. The Gospels according to Luke, audio, chapter 20, Jesus' resurrection, April 4, 2005. The first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early while it was still dark to the sepulcher. Upon arriving, she saw removed the stone that once covered the entrance to the tomb. She then ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple who Jesus loved, saying to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Peter went forth to the tomb along with the other disciple. They ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. He, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he did not go in. Simon Peter then came following him. He went into the sepulchre and saw the linen clothes lie and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple went in, which had first come to the tomb. He saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own homes. Mary stood outside of the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down, looking into the sepulchre, and saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was he. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who do you seek?" She, supposing him to be a gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have moved him from here, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned herself and said to him, "Master." Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to love. Instead, go to my friends and say to them, I am returning to love, our love, to my love and your love." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the evening of the same day, being the first day of the week, with the doors locked, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus standing in the midst of them and saying, "Peace be to you." When Jesus had spoken, he showed to them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad to see him. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be yours, as love has sent me, I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the spirit of love. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. Whoever sins retained, they are retained." Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples witnessed to Thomas, saying, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see his hands and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand to his side, I will not believe." A week later, Jesus' disciples assembled again behind the shut doors, and Thomas with them. Though the locked doors, Jesus came and stood in their midst, saying, "Peace be unto you." Jesus spoke to Thomas, "Reach here with your fingers and behold my hands. Give me your hand and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believe." Thomas answered and said to Jesus, "My Lord and my love." Jesus replied, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those that have not seen and yet believe." Truly, Jesus did many works in the presence of his disciples that are not in this book. I give these writings that you might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of love, and that in believing you might have everlasting life through his love.